It's episode 137 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today we'll read Deuteronomy chapter 13, John 20, and Psalm 59 from the New Century Version. Deuteronomy chapter 13. Now, if a prophet or a dream interpreter appears among you and performs a sign or wonder for you, and the sign or wonder that was spoken actually occurs, if he says, "Come on, we should follow other gods, ones you haven't experienced, and we should worship them," you must not listen to that prophet's or dream interpreter's words, because the Lord your God is testing you to see if you love the Lord your God with all your mind and with all your being. You must follow the Lord your God alone. Revere him, follow his commandments, obey his voice, worship him, cling to him, no other. That prophet or dream interpreter must be executed because he encouraged you to turn away from the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, who redeemed you from the house of slavery. They tried to lead you away from the path the Lord your God commanded you to take. Remove such evil from your community. Similarly, if one of your relatives, even one of your own siblings, or your own son or daughter, or your dear spouse, or best friend, entices you secretly, if someone like that says, "Come on, we should follow and worship other gods, ones that neither you nor your ancestors have experienced, gods from all the neighboring peoples, whether nearby or far away, from one end of the earth to the other," don't give in to them. Don't obey them. Don't have any mercy on them. Don't have compassion on them, and don't protect them. Instead, you must execute them. Your own hand must be against them from the beginning of the execution. The hand of all the people will be involved at the end. Stone them until they are dead, because they desired to lead you away from the Lord your God, the one who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. All Israel will hear about this and be afraid. They won't do that sort of evil thing among you again. Or if you hear about one of your towns the Lord your God is giving you to inhabit, that certain wicked people have gone out from your community, and they've led the citizens of their town astray by saying, "Come on, we should follow and worship other gods, ones you haven't experienced before," at that point you must look into this situation very carefully to see if it's true. And if it's definitely true that this detestable thing was done in your community, you must completely strike down the inhabitants of that city with the sword. Place it and all that is in it under the ban. Put its animals to the sword. Gather all the plunder into the middle of the town square. Then burn the city and all of its plunder as an entirely burned offering to the Lord your God. It must remain a heap of rubble forever. It must not be rebuilt. Don't hold on to any of the banned items. This will ensure that the Lord turns from his great anger and is compassionate to you, showing you mercy and multiplying you just like he swore to your ancestors. You must definitely obey the Lord your God's voice, keeping all his commandments that I am giving you right now by doing what is right in the Lord your God's eyes. John chapter 20. Early in the morning of the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. She ran to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." Peter and the other disciple left to go to the tomb. They were running together, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and was the first to arrive at the tomb. Bending down to take a look, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he didn't go in. Following him, Simon Peter entered the tomb and saw the linen cloths lying there. He also saw the face cloth that had been on Jesus' head. It wasn't with the other clothes, but was folded up in its own place. Then the other disciple, the one who arrived at the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They didn't yet understand the scripture that Jesus must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to the place where they were staying. Mary stood outside near the tomb, crying. As she cried, she bent down to look into the tomb. She saw two angels dressed in white, seated where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and one at the foot. The angels asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She replied, "They've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've put him." As soon as she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't hold on to me, for I haven't yet gone up to my Father. Go to my brothers and sisters and tell them I'm going up to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene left and announced to the disciples, "I've seen the Lord." Then she told them what he had said to her. It was still the first day of the week. That evening, while the disciples were behind closed doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with joy. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they aren't forgiven." Thomas, the one called Didymus, one of the 12, wasn't with the disciples when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." But he replied, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, put my finger in the wounds left by the nails, and put my hand into his side, I won't believe." After 8 days, his disciples were again in a house, and Thomas was with them. Even though the doors were locked, Jesus entered and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Look at my hands. Put your hand into my side. No more disbelief. Believe." Thomas responded to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Jesus replied, "Do you believe because you see me? Happy are those who don't see and yet believe." Then Jesus did many other miraculous signs in his disciples' presence, signs that aren't recorded in this scroll. But these things are written so that you will believe that Jesus is the Christ, God's Son, and that believing, you will have life in his name. Psalms chapter 59. Oh, my God, deliver me from my enemies. Put me out of reach from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from evildoers. Save me from the bloodthirsty. Look at how they lie in ambush for my life. Powerful people are attacking me, Lord, but not because of any error or sin of mine. They run and take their stand, but not because of any fault of mine. Get up when I cry out to you. Look at what's happening. You are the Lord God of heavenly forces, the God of Israel. Wake up and punish all the nations. Grant no mercy to any wicked traitor. Selah. They come back every evening, growling like dogs, prowling around the city. See what they belch out with their mouths. Swords are between their lips. Who can listen to them? But you, Lord, laugh at them. You mock all the nations. I keep looking for you, my strength, because God is my stronghold. My loving God will come to meet me. God will allow me to look down on my enemies. Don't kill them, or my people might forget. Instead, by your power, shake them up and bring them down, you who are our shield and my Lord. For the sin of their mouths, the words that they speak, let them be captured in their pride. For the curses and lies they repeat, finish them off in anger. Finish them off until they are done. Let it be known to the ends of the earth that God rules over Jacob. Selah. They come back every evening, growling like dogs, prowling around the city. They roam about for food, and if they don't get their fill, they stay all night. But me, I will sing of your strength. In the morning I will shout out loud about your faithful love, because you have been my stronghold, my shelter when I was distraught. I will sing praises to you, my strength, because God is my stronghold, my loving God. May God bless the reading of his word. The disciple whom Jesus loved. Who is that? Well, most traditional conservative scholars agree that John, the author of this gospel, is the one. Of course, there are disputes about this, but we don't have time for that here, and that's not the purpose of this podcast. Suffice it to say that I, too, believe that it is John, the apostle. The part of John 20 that always touches me is how Mary Magdalene did not recognize the risen Lord until he spoke her name. There must have been something very special and personal about the way he said it. She was, of course, well acquainted with Jesus, and she had to have heard him speak her name many times. And when he said it on this most important morning in the history of mankind, she just knew it was him. I love that. Well, enjoy your Wednesday. We're midway through the week. Can you believe it? Time flies. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.